Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Well, you ready for this?
Yes, come on.
Come on. I want you to get out your Bibles. If you have your Bibles with me, Hope City is practicing the discipline of bringing our physical Bible with us to church. Yeah. So if you have your physical Bible with you, get it out. If you have your phone with you that you pull in your Bible, get that out. Pull up your Bible app. Hold it up in the air. And listen, we're going to say this together, but I'm going to challenge you. Don't say this if you don't believe it.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Don't say this if you don't believe it. Here we go. You ready? This is my Bible. It is the very word of God. Every word in this book is true. Inside this book is the very direction for my life, and I choose to follow it. This is my Bible, and I love it. Amen. Well, we are finishing our series called Focus this week. We have been looking in Matthew chapter 16 on things that Jesus was like saying, pay attention to this. This is important. I want you to listen to this very thing. And we also been talking about the ways that when Jesus is trying to like draw our attention to something, man, the enemy comes in and tries to divert it to something else, right? And so each time we finish a series, we go back to our theme for 2025. Now, we're in month 7 of our theme, so I'm hoping that if you've been around Hope City for a little while, you've clued into what the theme of 2025 is. And the theme for 2025 is...
Now go!
Woo! Listen to that! We have some regulars. The theme for 2025 is Now Go. And I want to talk to you for just a minute about our like anchor passage for Now Go. Before we get into the message for today, let's just take a moment to like look back and remember what our anchor passage is. It's found in Matthew chapter 28, and it's verses 18 to 20. It says this, and Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and I am with you always to the end of the age. Now Go is about recognizing our job as followers of Jesus. Okay? That's what this whole year's theme is about, recognizing what is my job as a follower of Jesus. And if we're taking this seriously, this commission seriously, then my job as a follower of Jesus is to make more followers of Jesus. Yeah. That's my job. That's what Jesus is asking us to do. And sometimes I wonder, do we truly understand what a tremendous responsibility this is? Do I truly understand what a tremendous responsibility that Jesus placed on me when he said, now go and do this? I think sometimes we can easily forget the responsibility that Jesus has given us. Jesus is telling us in Matthew chapter 28 to go and reflect his nature so that others will be drawn to him and be saved. Do you hear that? Reflect his nature. So my actions and my speech is the representation of Jesus to other people. Whoa! Did you hear what I just said? The things I say, the things that I do, the things you say, the things that you do is a reflection of Jesus to other people. If you are a follower of Jesus, your actions and your speech is the representation of Jesus to those who don't know who Jesus is. That's a big responsibility. If you're sitting here today and you're like, I'm not a follower of Jesus. Maybe I should be. You'll have an opportunity at the end of this message. The question I want for you to hold in the back of your head today is this. What kind of disciples am I making? What kind of disciple am I making? What kind of reflection of the character of Jesus am I being to other people? This question leads us to the final portion of Scripture in Matthew chapter 16 in this focus series, okay? I'm going to warn you right now. This passage of Scripture is hard.
Yeah.
This is hard. And it's going to be really hard for some people, okay? It's going to be really hard to hear. But Jesus loves you so much that he's like, listen, this is important and you need to hear it. Before we jump into today's passage, I want to remind you of the three pillars of Now Go. The three pillars of Now Go is obedience, discipline, and sacrifice. Obedience, discipline, and sacrifice. Now I want us to read together Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 28. Take a moment, turn there, get there, it's up on the screen. You ready?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Are you ready for what God has to say to you today?
Yeah.
Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of the Father, and he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some here today who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Whoo! That's a lot right there. It's a lot. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to someone, and they brought up those three pillars of Now Go: obedience, discipline, and sacrifice. And this person said, you know, I can do obedience. I can do discipline. But I really don't want to talk about sacrifice. How many of you can relate to that? Right? This is something like, I was just like praying to God about this week. Like, why is sacrifice so hard? Why is it so hard? And something that God really showed me, talked to me about, was the fact that obedience and discipline requires us to do, right? I can do things. Obedience, discipline, you do this, you do this. I can set my alarm to spend more time with Jesus. I can do. Doing is easy, relatively, right? But sacrifice requires a letting go, a giving up, a saying no to self. Letting go of things that we hold on dearly, that we enjoy, that brings us pleasure, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it? Sacrifice is hard, yet in this passage, in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 28, the very first thing Jesus mentions in the process of following him is sacrifice. So this is what it tells me, is that Self-denial is a requirement to following Jesus. Denying oneself is a requirement of following Jesus. The very beginning of our passage, Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself." This is actually countercultural in America. You know that? We live in one of the most humanistic places on earth. Humanism is alive and well in America. Humanism is the promoting of human ideas, human needs, human wants, human desires. Whatever you want to do is what you should do. Whatever you want to believe is what you should believe. But if we're very serious, if we are serious about saying that the Bible is the very direction of our lives and we are choosing to follow it, we have to think differently.
Yeah.
Last year, in 2024, the theme for the year was bear good fruit. And during last year, we went over a passage in Galatians a lot. And God just brought this up to my mind today, this week, as I was preparing for this message, that it really applies to this as well. I want us to look together to Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 24. This is what it says. "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit." That means that what our society says goes against what it looks like to follow Jesus. That's what Paul is saying here.
Yeah.
Okay? "The desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh." So if you feel uncomfortable, it's probably conviction. Holy Spirit, like, that's against me. "For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, the things that mark those that are living by the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." I want you to keep this slide up for just a minute, because we're going to hone in on this very last sentence. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If I belong to Christ Jesus, then I should be daily practicing the crucifixion of my flesh, right? Well, what does it mean if I don't do that? What does it mean if I am daily giving in to what I, my flesh, my sinful desires want? Well, if we take the word of God to be true and the very direction of my life, so it says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And the way that I read that is this. If I'm not crucifying my flesh, if I'm letting my sinful desires be the driving force of my path, then I don't belong to Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
According to Matthew, if I'm living in the ways of the world, I'm forfeiting the condition of my soul. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what would a man give in return for his soul? Listen, right now, I think Holy Spirit is walking up and down these aisles and he's tapping you on the shoulder. Some of you, he's saying, like, I need this. I need this. This right here, I need it. You're holding on to it, and it's not getting you anywhere. I don't want you to dismiss what he's saying to you right now. And maybe there's those of you in here that are like, I do this, actually. I do this on a daily basis. Whatever Jesus is saying, like, I need this, it's like, okay, I'm giving it. Sacrifice is a daily practice for you. If that's you, then you need to start praying and interceding right now for those in this room that are struggling with this. Because there's some in this room that are struggling with the things that Jesus is saying, hand it over to me, please. Follow me. Give me this. Because of this thing right here, discipline and obedience looks like this: lacing up our boots and carrying our backpacks. We have a theme song this year called I Will Follow Jesus. And one of the bridges in this song says, lace up your boots and put on your backpacks. It's time to ride. In our passage today in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him take up his cross. Let him deny himself, step one, take up his cross and follow me. And just as Jesus was required to carry his cross to his crucifixion, we also carry the weight of our responsibility to others. Let me just show you. Listen, inside of our backpacks carries the weight of the responsibility that we are carrying the presence, the character, the idea of Jesus into a very lost world. And the more influence we have with others, the heavier this backpack becomes. Are you willing to carry it? It's heavy. It's not unbearable because Jesus said, like, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. It's able to be due because I'm going to help you. But there's a heaviness that comes with responsibility. Jesus is asking us to carry his presence into the world. And there comes a weight of responsibility with that. If we're not even willing to do step one and deny ourselves, then we're not able to be obedient to put on our backpacks. I wore lace-up shoes today because of the fact that our song says, lace up your boots. That means this, like, we should always have our feet fitted with the proper attire to go wherever Jesus tells us to go. And that tells me this, that there's going to be times that he tells me to go somewhere and it's not going to be easy walking. Yeah. It is easy to walk. I could walk bare feet in lush, green grass that is well taken care of and free from stickers, right? But that is not where we are always walking. There are times that Jesus is going to have us walk in areas that are full of rocks and stickers and goat heads and star thistles, blackberry bushes. And if you are not wearing the proper attire, if you have not laced up your boots, if you have not prepared the way that Jesus is calling you to prepare, you're going to have bloody feet. You're going to come out really awful on the other side. There's a process to following Jesus. And it looks like this. Deny yourself. Sacrifice what you want. Carry the responsibility. Pick up your cross and follow wherever he leads you. Make sure you are always ready to give an account for what you believe in. Yeah. Don't take that lightly. Jesus didn't. And the final thing I want you to hear from this passage is this. We are going to be judged according to our behaviors. We are. Yeah. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man," that's him, "is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done." Ooh. I'm going to invite the worship team to come back up right now as they're getting ready. In this final portion of this passage, Jesus is actually foreshadowing the end of time. He's foreshadowing what's called the judgment seat of Christ. This is not judgment of people who have not said yes to Jesus. This is the judgment of people whose names are written in the book of life. This is the judgment of people who have said, "Yes, Jesus, I believe in you. Yes, Jesus, I'm going to follow you." And yet, we're still going to be judged. It's a time when you and I are going to be held accountable for every word that has come out of our mouth and every action that we have chosen to do. As I was preparing this message, God just gave me this picture of me as an elementary school student. When I was in elementary school, at the end of every quarter, the teacher would give us our report card. That does not happen anymore, okay? They would give us our report card, and then we would have to take our report card and go present it to our parents. And then our parents would have to sign it, and we'd have to return that report card to the teacher. And I can remember times when my mom would hold that report card in her hand and she would look at some of the things and she'd say, "Paula, this says that you have a problem not talking at inappropriate times. That's not who you are, Paula. Paula, you're a person who has self-discipline. I've raised you to be a different person than that. You're a person who can have self-control. That's not who you are. Paula, this says that you have a C in math because you are failing to turn in some homework assignments. Paula, that's not who you are." And if we're gonna hold this true, what this says, it says he will repay each person according to what he has done. That means that there is a prize at the end. And the words that come out of my mouth and the actions that I do determine whether or not I have that prize. I don't know what that prize looks like. Neither do you. But I know this, I don't want to miss out on a single thing that Jesus has for me. I don't want to miss out on a single thing that he has for me. And here's what I know. I know this, that if I'm going to follow him, I have to start with self-denial. That's where I have to start. If what I want to do doesn't align with what his word says to me, I have to choose to sacrifice it. Regardless of what social media tells me. If it's not good enough for Jesus, it's not good enough for me. Because when I stand before him on that day, I want him to say, I am so proud of you. You denied yourself. You sacrificed when I asked you to sacrifice. You held that responsibility well. You followed me wherever I went. I'm gonna ask everyone just to bow their heads for a moment. Maybe you're in this room today and you're way back at the first place. Like, you haven't stepped into a relationship with Jesus yet. Your very first step is saying, yes, I want to follow you, Jesus. I want you to be the leader of me. And I'm going to accept your salvation. I repent of the things that I have been doing that takes me away from you. And I receive your forgiveness. If that's you today and you want to say yes to Jesus for the first time, just raise your hand up. Okay, next. You ready? Some of you in this room, when we started talking about sacrifice, denying yourself, Holy Spirit was already tapping on your shoulder like, this is it, give it up, crucify it. Like, you have to let it go. If you want to follow me, if you want to stay in relationship with me, you gotta crucify it. And this week, as I was praying and preparing for this, I kept getting this vision of a cross and people nailing things on the cross. And I kind of kept laughing at myself, like, that is so old school. Like, no, I'm not doing that. And it just kept coming up and coming up and coming up. So I ran it by, you know, our hip young pastors. And I asked Pastor Shaq and Pastor Avi, like, is this dumb? And they both said, if it's something that Jesus is telling you to do, you better do it. You better do it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to close today's sermon, today's message, with our theme song for the year. And as we sing this song, if Jesus has put on your heart something that you've been holding on to, that he's saying, let go. Follow me fully. Let go. I want you to come. I want you to write it on a card. And I want you to nail it to this cross. To fully signify, this is it. I'm taking my step. Everyone just stand with me right now. Let's go.
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.